Lakers lose to the Nuggets 122-105. Lakers had a 7-game winning streak. That winning streak is snapped. A lot of it obviously having to do with Anthony Davis leaving in the second quarter. AD ended up with 15 points, 4 rebounds in 14 minutes of play. I'm very curious to hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel and get his thoughts, and we'll do that here in just a second. Get his thoughts obviously on the game, but more importantly, the MRI tomorrow coming for Anthony Davis. And, you know, as we wait for tomorrow's results, I will say this, that the Lakers, no matter what happens here moving forward, they're going to have to do it by committee. That's going to be the key for this Lakers team. I'll just give you guys a couple examples here. And I know the Lakers is a little shock factor when one of your best players, one of the best players in the world, leaves the game in the second quarter. And it looks like it could, you know, obviously be something that's impactful. It's not just going to be one of those, hey, he's out for a game or he's out for two. Dennis Schroeder, just 8 points tonight, 3 of 10. Montrezl Harrell, just 4 points, 2 of 3 from the field in 24 minutes. For the Lakers, if they got any shot here of keeping their head above water, certain players, when I say it's got to be done by committee, will definitely be depended on differently than in the past. So that's certainly something that I'm sure that once the dust settles a little bit and some of these players get a chance to come back and get ready for a game against the worst team in the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves, coming up on Tuesday, Lakers will need more guys to step up. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN if you want to be a part of the P-Tut Lakers postgame show. We will be taking calls, but before we do, let's go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, get his thoughts on the Lakers' loss to the Denver Nuggets.
Hey, Frank, just wanted to check on if you knew anything more about Anthony Davis and the injury, and if you got a chance to speak to him at halftime or after the game.
Yeah, I talked to him. He just aggravated what he had last week, just calling it an Achilles strain, and he'll have an MRI tomorrow, and we'll know more then.
Frank, presuming he's going to be out at least short term and then kind of baking in tonight's game, what are the things that you guys have to do without him, and how did that play a factor tonight?
Yeah, I mean, well, we lost the lead, in the first half, when we were at full strength. They went on a run, and we just didn't get a chance to counter that in the second half the way we normally would. But we played games without him, and we won games without him. And if he's going to miss time, which we don't know yet, we got plenty of firepower to win games.
Okay, Bill Oram, please.
Hey, Frank. Over the last week, obviously AD, you held AD out for a couple of games. He played on Friday. What were the conversations like with the training staff about what the possibility of what an aggravation could look like, or what the possibilities of injury it further were? I mean, was there a concern that he could do damage by playing on it?
There's always concern, and they're not going to put them out there if he's at risk. The medical team clears in the play, he plays.
Oh, my apologies. Dave McMenamin.
Hey, Frank, what can you tell us about AD's spirits when you did speak to him tonight? And how do you feel like the team will approach this, even if there's a short amount of time, no time, or whatever? How's the team going to rally around this?
Yeah, well, we're going to win games. That's the first thing we're going to do. His spirits were good. He felt like he just kind of tweaked it, re-aggravated it, what he had last week. And, hopefully it's nothing long term. We'll see what the MRI says tomorrow. But he was in good spirits at halftime.
Okay, Kyle Goon, please.
Hey, Frank. Another not great shooting night for you guys and on three-pointers. What are you guys talking about internally and how to kind of turn that around? And, if there becomes a situation where AD does miss some time, how critical is that going to be for your offense to find ways to compensate by picking that up?
Yeah, we have great depth. So, we will remain confident. We are struggling to shoot the ball from the perimeter for, a couple weeks now. And, it's one of those things, you just stay the course, you continue to focus on execution and generating quality shots, and, have our guys continue to honor their work, and, the numbers come back around. But, we want to continue to emphasize who we've been, which is, attack the paint, and any kind of overhelp. We play paint the great basketball. It's been a strength of ours the last couple of years. And, you know, we got to generate more of them is what we got to do. And, you know, if we generate more high quality shots, obviously you see the numbers look different than tonight. You know, getting outscored by 39 at the 3-point line, it was a big reason why we lost this game. So, you know, we just got to remain patient and, you know, that'll come around.
Okay, Yvonne, please.
Hey, Frank. Kyle stepped in the second half in place of AD and had 19 points and 8 rebounds. I'm curious what you thought of his performance, you know, from that point on, and how confident you are in case he, you know, if AD does miss time and Kyle starts or has a bigger role in the offense, how confident are you in him kind of assuming a larger role?
Yeah, Kuz was great tonight. You know, he stepped in, obviously, and made shots when guys are struggling to make shots. Always plays extremely hard, you know, with great energy. And, you know, that's who we want to be. That's one of an identity piece. You know, we want all our guys to exemplify. You know, but we got a lot of guys that will step up. You know, if AD misses some time, you know, the guys will step up. And, you know, it's not gonna fall on any one person. You know, we got a lot of firepower and a lot of resources.
Okay, Dan Wojcicki, please.
Hey, Frank, a couple quick questions. Did they say anything about ruling out a tear or any of that stuff in the initial?
Achilles strain. That's all I can give you guys.
And in the moment when it happens and you see him walk the way he walked up the court, what's going through your mind? I know you have a game to coach, but knowing that he's been dealing with an Achilles and stuff like that, what was kind of your initial sort of reaction to it? And do you think it affected your team?
You know, I don't think it affected our team. I think we're ready to compete and win a game. We just didn't play well enough. And, you know, obviously with any time any of our players have something happen to them, you know, you have concern that you're hopeful that it's nothing major.
Is he I'm sorry, Frank. Is he flying back to LA to have the MRI? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't think so. I really don't know.
Okay, we'll just take a couple more. Michael Duarte, please.
Hey, Frank, it's been over a year since the last time you played in altitude at Denver. Obviously, you got them on a neutral court in the Western Conference Finals. So did that play any factor at all? Did you happen to notice it with the guys at all? And did it play into the game in the second quarter and even in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I'd say is, you know, we always try to burn a few timeouts in that first quarter. You know, so everybody can get their legs under us. And I think that worked out well to start the game. You know, what it does is makes you vulnerable when they're on a run, you know, as to, you know, how much you want to use timeouts to stop the run. And, you know, I had burned a few. So, you know, I think that's the only way it may have impacted the game. But I think once guys got their initial wind, that first wind out of the way, I don't think it was a factor.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Lakers lose to the Nuggets 122-105, the final score. Lakers now 21-7 on the season. Sedano, LZ, and Cap are giving away cash to register. Text the word MISSION to 40705, then listen weekdays at 4:30 for your chance for your name to be announced. If you call back within 20 minutes, you win. So make sure you listen to Sedano, LZ, and Cap. When we come back, Anthony Davis, we'll get a chance to hear from AD, get his thoughts, obviously, on what went down in the second quarter, the MRI coming up tomorrow, and then we'll answer some calls as well. 877-710-ESPN. Appreciate you guys being a part of the show. This is the Pete's Out Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Campazzo dribbling left. Bounce pass, can card. LeBron met him at the rim and blocked it. Here comes LeBron the other way with the ball. LeBron to Caruso. Lay it up and in. Timeout, Denver.
The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit SaveWithAdrianas.com today. Adrianas Insurance. More options, no contracts, just savings. Lakers lose 122-105 to the Denver Nuggets. By the way, just from a defensive perspective, Lakers did have four steals tonight. Denver had six. Lakers had four block shots, and the Denver Nuggets had four. Not much defense for the Lakers. A lot of that having to do with Anthony Davis being out, only playing 14 minutes. Let me take a couple quick phone calls here, and then we'll go to Anthony Davis. Let's start off with Tony in Culver City. Tony, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud.
How you doing, my man?
I'm okay, Tony. Thank you for calling in, bud.
Well, I'm a hardcore Laker fan, been a Laker fan probably since 1969. Mm-hmm. And I really have a problem with the Lakers. First of all, it starts with the coach. Coach is lying. He said that we had enough firepower if Anthony Davis is not in the lineup. They're lying. We don't have enough firepower. We need some more centers. I have nothing against Gasol, but everybody sees the fact that we have no rim protection. And when Anthony's not there, we don't have anything. We need to do something.
Well, I'll tell you this, Tony, and I appreciate you calling. Let me just get to you real quick, and then I want to get to another call. Listen, here's the bottom line. If Anthony Davis is not healthy, I don't care what you go try and do. It's AD. We're talking about a top three player in the NBA that plays both sides of the floor. And I get it. You know, hey, can we go get a little bit more size of backup center? You bring up any backup center, go ahead. If it will come down to, is Anthony Davis healthy, number one? And for those who are concerned about the Lakers' size, AD is going to play the five if he's healthy going up against whatever size that is from the opposing team. I know it's different than it was last year without Dwight and JaVale, but this comes down to health more than anything else. Matt, who's listening on the app all the way out in Detroit, appreciate you tuning in. What's going on, Matt?
Yeah, I was wondering your thoughts on why the Lakers didn't just initially sit AD down for a couple of weeks and then reevaluate them when you're dealing with something like an Achilles, which can end your season and really alter your career, because you don't just have to worry about this year, right? Like, he's our franchise guy going forward. So mm-hmm. You gotta, be really, really careful. And I think they kind of rushed them, being that it's still the first half of the year and the main prize isn't settled until, June. So your thoughts on that and your thoughts on how Schroeder hasn't, been as productive as we wanted him to be, and how he will have to pick that productivity up going forward along with the Lakers front court if AD misses significant time.
I appreciate you calling in. Thank you, man. Okay, real quick on the AD front. Lakers were cautious. I think that's why he sat out those two games. And Anthony Davis even said the trainers and him, he thought he felt fine. So he felt he was okay to go after he missed those two games. I'm with you on the cautious side, and I'm sure the franchise is too. Listen, this is game... What did I say the Lakers record is? 21-7. You're 28 games in to a 72-game grind, and all you care about is winning a championship. I think the Lakers are going to be incredibly cautious with AD, but ultimately, at the end of the day, it's how does AD feel, and it comes up to the trainers as well. They'll probably be even more cautious now. In regards to Schroeder and the rest of the players, or Schroeder and the rest of the players on the team, if AD misses any time, now it's by committee. Everybody's got to step up. Schroeder, KCP, Kuzma, all these players on the Lakers will have to step up. So that's obviously going to be something that we pay attention to. 122-105 Lakers lose to the Denver Nuggets. Let's go to Anthony Davis. We're going to get to get a chance to hear about AD's second quarter injury and what that MRI means tomorrow.
Thanks, AD, for joining us. We will start off with Mike Trudell.
Anthony, I want to ask you about the injury in the second quarter and how it felt at the time compared to the first time you did it, and then how you feel now.
Just driving. And I think that last step kind of re-aggravated, you know, the injury I already had. Now I think they're saying it's like an Achilles sprain. Get an MRI tomorrow and then try to figure out the next steps of getting back on the floor.
AD, as you mentioned, you're going to get the MRI tomorrow. Is there any additional concern in your own mind about the injury and what it could mean for you?
No. I think today was the first day where it felt completely fine. I didn't feel it at all this morning, afternoon, pregame, anything. So, you know, I just felt like we was heading in the right direction, you know, on the treatment side and the rehab side. And then, you know, just another setback on it. But it's a part of the game. You know, just more so frustrating that not able to go out there and play. but, you know, you don't want to, like I said before, you don't want to mess around with this type of injury. So just trying to figure out, you know, the best steps after receiving information from the MRI tomorrow.
Dan Wyke, please.
Anthony, were they able to give you, just a couple quick questions, were they able to give you any kind of update as to the possible severity of it? You know, obviously the worst in this case is a tear. Were they able to tell you anything in their initial examination?
Not really. I mean, you kind of learn a lot from the MRI, so kind of just waiting on that. You get to see more on that film. So just kind of waiting on that to see. You know, obviously, the doctors don't want to rule out anything and then it's something, or say it's something then it's not. But they said everything looked good, but they, you know, you still want to get MRI just to make sure.
And because of the nature of this, and because now it's twice now, how much more cautious do you think you want to be with it in coming back?
I felt great coming back the first time against Memphis, and now I'm going to do the same thing, same steps to get it back right. Obviously be a little bit more smarter with it, which I think I was smart the first time, but even more smarter, you know, up the treatment more instead of, you know, three times a day, maybe five times a day, just trying to get it back where it needs to be to go out there and help the team. But like I say, all that will dictate on the information I receive tomorrow from the MRI to be able to move forward to get back on the floor.
Okay, Kyle Goon, please.
Hey, AD, I was just double-checking something. I thought I heard you say into the initial Mike question, sprain, and Frank said strain. I was just trying to make sure.
Yeah, strain.
Strain, okay. And what sort of are you wearing ice right now, or what are you outfitted with to kind of keep that area protected while you're leaving the arena tonight?
Yeah, I iced it already, and they kind of put like these heel lifts, you know, if you say, in my shoe to kind of take a little bit of stress off the Achilles. That's kind of what I've been playing in as well, just adding some stuff, inside my shoe to kind of help out with that. And then at nighttime, wearing, you know, sleeves, and I don't know what it's called, but it keeps my Achilles flexed where, you know, it's not shortening the Achilles.
Okay, we're just going to do two last questions. Bill Orem, please.
Hey, D, I know you said that you feel like you guys were smart with this, but there was maybe room to be smarter. Is there any piece of your mind where you feel like maybe you shouldn't have come back from that and just given it more time to rest and more heal?
No, I felt like I was ready to go. Training staff, I felt like I was ready to go. Pick up the day before the Memphis game and felt fine. woke up the next day, felt fine. So, you know, I think we did all the right steps to come back. And, you know, after the Memphis game, it, you know, felt good the next day. Saturday felt good yesterday. And all up today, it felt great. Felt great in the first quarter. Felt great for the time I was in for the second quarter until the last play. So, you know, I think it just – you know, the way I moved and stepped kind of just re-aggravated that injury. But I don't think I rushed to come back.
Okay, and last question, Dave McMenamin, please.
Eddie, first of all, when Kyle asked if you were wearing ice, you should have said you were wearing it around your neck. That would have been the proper answer. What type of pressure you put on yourself to play through injuries? You know, I remember talking to you after the finals. You were doing round-the-clock treatment, obviously finals higher stakes than regular season game, but what's it like for you mentally trying to know your body and test your body's limits?
Yeah, something I kind of just been dealing with my whole career, just having that injury bug, and I kind of just, you know, overcame it last year, even my last couple of years in New Orleans, just playing through injuries and you know, knowing what my body can take, knowing what it can handle, and something minor, you know, it's fine. I'll go out there and play. And like I said, I even felt like I was fine enough to go out there and play the other day against Memphis with the same injury. But it's an injury a little different, you know, because it is an Achilles, and you definitely want to make sure it doesn't lead to anything worse. So, but I'll put a lot of pressure on myself to go out there to play. You know, if I feel like I can go out there and play, I will. Just for the simple fact, I want to be able to help my team. And I can help my team from the sidelines, but I think I'm more effective when I'm on the floor. And they pay me to play. You know, I go out there and try to compete at the highest level and do what I can to help this team. And so, you know, that means me going out there and playing through some minor, you know, bumps and bruises. Then, you know, that's what it is. But, you know, this one's a little different that I definitely have to be smart with. And don't want to go out there and try to be Superman and risk it for the long term. So, like I said, all that is inclusive on what the MRI shows tomorrow. You know, knock on wood, it's great information, and I'll be out there sooner than later.
All right, that's Anthony Davis right there. By the way, a couple things sticks out. First of all, he says, frustrating not to be able to be out there and play with his teammates. Everything looked good, but you still want to get an MRI just to make sure. Yeah, he had some positive things to say. Now, like he also mentioned towards the end there, you got to wait for the MRI. So tomorrow we'll get the results, and then I think the Lakers will be even extra cautious on how they use Anthony Davis. I mean, hell, listen, you don't have that many games left before the All-Star break. Maybe this is one of those things where you just shut down Anthony Davis and just give him some legitimate rest. 122-105, the final score. Nuggets over the Los Angeles Lakers. When we come back, if there's one player that has been shining these last couple games, it's been Kyle Kuzma. We'll get a chance to hear from Kuz. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
122-105, the final score. Lakers drop their first of this short two-game road trip to the Denver Nuggets. Lakers, by the way, next game coming up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves' worst record in the NBA. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high-quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint. So even though the Lakers lost the game, how about points in the paint? 62-30. Lakers dominated points in the paint. And I'll tell you what, one guy who's been feasting in the paint as of late, Kyle Kuzma. Kuz had a beautiful, you guys want to go look at some of these highlights, go on Twitter, go see Kuz inside the paint off a miss. Dunk, rebound dunk over Michael Porter Jr. Kuz, by the way, tonight, 19 points. One of the highlights for the Lakers, 19 points, 8 rebounds, 8 of 12 from the field. A lot of his damage inside the paint. Here's Kyle Kuzma on the Lakers' loss to the Denver Nuggets.
Hey, Kuz. Just want to take a minute to start with the AD news, obviously. You guys are still waiting on some more information. He is speaking right now. But with that said, when you see him go down in the moment, knowing what he has been dealing with the Achilles, what does that do? What did that do to you guys, the locker room, just in general?
Obviously, it's tough for him as an individual and one of his brothers and teammates, because we know he's been dealing with a bunch going back to the bubble and the playoffs and finals. So, you know, just very unfortunate. But it's always next man up mentality. So, still AD or not, shouldn't lose by 20. You know, we just got to come out and be more ready and be more engaged and ready to fight.
And you speak of that. You guys have always been about a no excuse mentality. You take a lot of pride in that togetherness. Started off the game quicker than you had over the last handful of games. What changed there heading into halftime that you guys weren't able to respond with then in the second?
you know, I thought we
most
did
a frustrating good, part.
Job, you know, for the first quarter and a half, and then we let things slip a little bit. You know, with about 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, you know, obviously didn't hit shots, but you know, we allowed them to get open looks from three, and you know, just easy baskets, and it really hurt us. So, you know, just look at the tape and get ready for Tuesday.
What's the one thing you know about yourself? I know you spoke with Brez in the pregame just about how your role has constantly changed and constantly evolved. You know, if AD is to miss time moving forward, what's the one thing you know about yourself in terms of being ready for the opportunity, no matter what it looks like?
I mean, that's just me. I'm always ready. always ready to, you know, whatever the coach asks of me, whatever the team asks, whatever the ball club needs. You know, that's just how I am. You know, I don't care about expectations of myself. I only care about mine and, you know, just watch me play basketball.
Thanks, Goose.
I'll go with BT.
Hey, Kyle. The last time when AD missed the last two games, how did your approach change? And did it change? And would it have to change again if he's out for an extended period of time?
My approach is the same. I'm trying to go get every rebound. I'm trying to defend at a high level and then, you know, just get easy baskets. That's my mentality. You know, I'm not changing nothing. I'm still going to play with a big spirit, a lot of energy and a lot of edge. And we're going to see where that takes me.
Kyle Goon.
Hey, Kyle, just specifically in your relationship on court with LeBron, has that evolved this season? Has that improved in your eyes?
you know, maybe from a defensive standpoint, obviously I think guys trust me more on that end of the floor, but not really. I think ever since LeBron and I have been teammates, we've had amazing chemistry on the court from the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, it's just easy. It's easy to play with him. Obviously, he makes the right pass. I make the right movements, and, you know, it's a good yin-yang.
Lakers lose to the Denver Nuggets, 122-105, the final score. Okay, let's do this when we come back. We'll get a chance to hear from LBJ, get his thoughts on just how tonight unfolded, and, of course, his thoughts on Anthony Davis and the important MRI coming up tomorrow. All that coming up next. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
122-105, Lakers lose to the Denver Nuggets. By the way, just a couple things to plug. Tomorrow, starting at 5 a.m., Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Travis. They'll obviously continue this Laker conversation. Lakers talk tomorrow, 7 to 9 p.m. A quick reminder there. LBJ ended up with 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. He was 9 of 18 from the field, played 31 minutes for the Lakers, has done everything he possibly can to put the Lakers, you know, certainly on his back this year. Lakers sitting at 21-7, second best record in the NBA. But tonight without Anthony Davis, AD only played 14 minutes. I'm curious to get LeBron James' thoughts on the game, on this MRI coming up for Anthony Davis. And if AD is to miss some games, okay, how will the team change? And, of course, from LeBron James, he's accustomed to playing. Even though, think about those days back in the Cavs days where he really never had a star like Anthony Davis, but he still found ways to be successful. Here's LBJ on the Lakers, 122-105 loss to the Nuggets.
Hey, LeBron, AD just mentioned us that it seemed like everything looked good, but they want to get the MRI, obviously, to make sure it's not more than the strain. Just wondered your thoughts on AD and the kind of implications for you guys as a team.
For me, all I care about is health. I want him to be healthy. Our team needs him to be healthy. And, you know, he got to make sure that he takes all the, you know, all the precautionary reasons, all the, you know, everything, do his due diligence on what he's going on with his injury and, you know, and be, you know, right when he comes back. So no rush, no timetable. We have no idea from that aspect, but we just want him to be healthy and get back to full strength.
And with that acknowledged, his health being most important, short term, LeBron, what are the things that you guys do need to do as a collective when he's not on the floor for however long it might be?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a tough blow, you know, because he was playing so well up into the injury tonight. And, you know, he goes out of the game for the rest of the game. It's kind of hard to pick up that production. So, but we will have an ability to be able to prepare for it now with him possibly probably being out, you know, and coming up in Minnesota. And we'll have a better game plan of what we need to do offensively and defensively in his absence.
Bill Orem, please.
Hey, LeBron, in the moment or the moments after he'd left the game, you know, you were still on the floor and I think there was a free throw on the other end. And on TV, it looked like you were still just kind of watching him leave the floor and head back to the locker room. Obviously, that kind of slow shuffle. What was going through your mind in that moment as you were watching him struggle just to get to the locker room and then also try to get your mind, keep your mind on the game and focus on what was happening on the floor?
Just overall safety and health of him. You know, that's my only concern. You know, watch him shuffle off the floor and get back into the locker room. And, you know, obviously, you know, we were doing so playing some great basketball up until then. We connected on a lot of our 1-2 plays and built up a little lead. But obviously with his injury, you know, just all I care about is his health and, you know, want him to get back to himself. And, you know, that's what it was about.
Okay, Dave McMenamin, please.
LeBron, these NBA seasons are really long and things are going to happen as a contact sport. How can a group adopt the next man up mentality? And you know, I don't know if this particular group has necessarily had to do it yet because you guys have been relatively healthy in that area. How do you move forward to try to get some productivity out of an unfortunate situation?
We will. And it's always next man up, you know, no matter who's out. We're not asking anybody to pick up what AD does is you can't do that. It's impossible. He's a special player and a special talent for a reason. So, you know, everyone individually has to, you know, pick up their play for the collective of the team, you know, in AD's absence. So we look forward to that challenge.
Okay, Kyle Goon, please.
Hello, Brian. AD was just talking to us about how, you know, he was dealing with the injury bug and trying to play through injuries early in his career and that's a certain kind of pressure. And then he's also been dealing with some of this pain for a couple weeks now, it sounds like. As a star player, how tricky is it to kind of balance that pressure to be like, hey, I need to be there for my team, I need to carry this load, versus, hey, if there's something that I can come back from and need rest, I need to take that?
I don't know if that's a great question for me. you know, because... I think it all falls down into, you know, what type of injury you're dealing with, you know, how severe it is or how severe it can be if you continue to play on it. Or, you know, everybody is different. You know, everybody is different in how they react to certain injuries or how they react to certain things that they're dealing with on a day-to-day, weekly basis is different. And I think, you know, AD should be smart about it. I think everyone knows that, you know, he saw him limping a little bit tonight and, you know, had to leave the game. So, it's much more, you know, painful than it was at the start of the game for him. So, you know, but it's everybody's different, and but he has to take care of himself in order to be the best for him and in order for us to be the best for our team.
Okay, just a couple more here, LeBron. Dan Wojcik, please.
Hey, LeBron. Two quick questions, I guess. One, you'd said that kind of, you know, AD was starting to look like himself a little bit tonight and obviously in the most of the Memphis game too. How tough do you think it's been for him this year, just kind of being in and out of the lineup to look like the player that we all know he can be? And then I guess, secondly, where does the confidence in your team come from that you can say to him, take as much time as you need?
One, obviously, you know, he's been, you know, dealing with some lingering injuries since the start of the season and, you know, finally started to get his rhythm, you know, and as we've seen in the last game and a half, you know, Memphis, you know, after the first quarter and then, you know, tonight it was, you know, playing extremely good basketball up until the re-aggravation of the injury. So for me, you know, as a leader of the team, you know, whoever suits up, who's ever in the lineup, we still got to go out and play championship basketball. You know, it's next man up. And like I said before, we look forward to that challenge.
Okay. And last question, Michael Duarte, please.
Hey, LeBron, quick two-part question. AD goes down, they go on that run, they start getting hot from three. Did it deflate you guys a little bit, you know, seeing him do that? And then how were – you haven't played in the altitude in Denver in over a year, so how were the legs and the lungs for you?
It's definitely deflating anytime you lose a big player. I mean, you're a big guy on your team who, you know, the start of the game, we have a lot of things that's built in around AD and a lot of other players. And when he goes down, you have to switch up what you're doing offensively and defensively. So – obviously, you know, that hurt us. After the first 5 minutes, I was fine. You know, I caught my second win after that and didn't bother me for the rest of the game.
All right, that's LBJ right there. Lakers lose to the Nuggets, 122-105. Couple things stick out here. I thought it was interesting. LeBron said it was really tough to adjust in the middle of the game when you just lose Anthony Davis, but that they'll have opportunities now. Let's just use this game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Come on, you could start game planning. Guys understand, okay, hey, coming into the game, no, you can't just go for, if you're Dennis Schroeder, you can't have 10 points tonight. If you're Montrezl Harrell, you can't have 8 points and 6 rebounds. All these guys will have to step up, so they'll have a little bit of time to game plan. LeBron also said, all I care about is his health. That's what it's all about. He's obviously referring to Anthony Davis, and we'll get some more information in regards to that tomorrow. And then always the next man up mentality. You can never replace Anthony Davis. Everyone individually will have to pick up their game for the collective of the team. So that's LBJ obviously talking about just depending on this MRI for Anthony Davis tomorrow. But that kind of gives a good perspective what to expect moving forward for the Lakers. Lakers lose 122-105, the final score, 21-7 on the season. Denver is now 15-11. We appreciate you guys tuning into the show. Don't forget tomorrow morning starting at 5 a.m., Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Travis. Lakers talk tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm Alan Sliwa, and this has been the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.